Good day to you, and you're welcome to the Module 2 of the School of Prosperity and Influence Members Training. I am Adekunle Joshua Olambiwono, and I am very excited to be talking to you today. In this module, we want to look at how members of XPI operate, or say, how we operate as a school. We must not forget that we have said that the vision of the School of Prosperity and Influence is to raise believers that will manifest as light and life to the world indeed. And as a ministry, we have a way that we do this. Okay, let's start from there. So the School of Prosperity and Influence is first and foremost an online ministry. But we, by the grace of God, over the past 2 years, we have been growing and, you know, spreading into more other areas. Recently, we just started our online again youth ministry and teenagers ministry. And by the grace of God, in January 2022, we are going to start a secondary school outreach to other ministries. This is not to talk about the multiple programs that God has commissioned into our hands, crusades to do. And part of our operations also include ministry to the poor, ministry to people in prison, and all of that. So as a member of XPI, we have programs. It is important for us to understand that we have programs that is designed for the school throughout the year. Starting from the year 2024, we'll start having a calendar, a detailed calendar for the entire year, the outreaches we want to have, the programs we want to do, the ministries how we intend to do them, we're going to be setting this up. So as a member, you need to understand how you are going to align with these programs. You need to understand how we are going to align with this work. So first, again, let us start. Who is a member of XPI? So a member is someone that have not just gone through this training, but a worker in this ministry. A worker. So, and as a worker in this ministry, you have a primary responsibility to be a partaker of the assignments that has been committed into the hands of this ministry. So, as the School of Prosperity and Influence, we have certain expectations from our members. We expect our members to be a part of our planning process. We expect our members to be a part of our executing process. So as members, you have a responsibility to join us. Regardless of the location that you find yourself, because we understand that members of SPI spread across the world. And so we cannot all come down to a particular place to do the work of God, physically speaking. And this is why, by the grace of God, we're going to be having regional membership programs. So we're going to be having programs per region. So each region that our members are, we allow them to have leadership within those regions so that it can be easy for us to coordinate these members in the future. But however, for now, every member of SPI can contribute to the growth of the ministry and to the work of God from wherever they are. But first and foremost, we expect every member to represent the ministry, to embody the beliefs of this ministry, and to practice the teachings of this ministry. So people in the world, the participants may or may not practice the word, but members are expected to live by the teachings. Members are expected to live by the word of God in this school. And as a result of this, members are meant to be the embodiment of prosperity that we preach. So while it may take some time for the participants to become, a perfect example of prosperity, we believe that our members
students struggle with this? Because they are first and foremost partakers of the blessing. So, as a school, we expect diligence from our members, we expect responsibility from our members, and we expect contributions from our members. That is true. These are expectations from our members. Now, how should members of SPI conduct themselves? We expect moderation in every situation. We expect moderation in every situation. Very important. Amongst the our participants of the school, in the ministry itself, all members, regardless of department or primary department, have a responsibility towards every participant and every life that God sends to us. This is something that we must understand, that we have a responsibility towards the people that God directs towards us. It is not just about the head of department. It is not just about the creative director of the school. It is not about the role, the office you are playing. We all have a responsibility to one another. So as members, we are to share with one another. As members, we are to check after one another. Because we want to create a culture of love and oneness as a school, which is very important for our growth. A culture of love and oneness is quite important. And so all members are expected to live within this culture of love and oneness. So from time to time, there will be pairings for activities, there will be pairings for teachings, there will be pairings for responsibilities, there will be pairings. Because we expect our members to dwell in love. So it is important for us to understand this. We don't judge, we don't nail each other, we don't condemn each other in this place. This place, all we do is to fellowship with one another and encourage each other. So what that means is that if we find any of our brethren committing a sin, for example, we pray for them. We correct them and pray for them. If we discover that any of our brethren are going through tough times, we reach out to them and pray with them. There is no competition here. Everyone is a part of the, of the ministry. There is no competition. There is no people are, perhaps I should say this, because it is important that we understand that the appointments of into offices in this school will be strictly by the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So that we may know how to conduct ourselves. Should there are people amongst us that were appointed into specific offices, it is not your responsibility to begin to envy them or wait for their downfall. It is a privilege for them to, to serve God in that office. And it is also a privilege for you to serve God wherever you are. So regardless of your office, regardless of the role you have been given, remember this, that the goal is to serve. The goal is always to serve. We will not condone any behavior of, how do you put it now? We will not condone any bossy behavior. Everyone in our ministry is a leader. Everyone in our ministry is a leader. And so the voice and opinion of everyone counts when we are making a decision. It is important that as a leader, as a worker in this ministry, this is a primary rule. The opinion of everybody matters, because the Holy Spirit dwells in all of us and can speak through all of us. And so because of this, workers in this ministry are not to treat our members in an unseemly way. No. We are all leaders. It is important that we understand this. So in the ministry, we conduct ourselves with the highest level of brotherhood and fellowship. with one another with utmost respect and sincerity. Very important. Very important. So regardless of the person, whether the person is a member or the person is a worker or the person is a participant or the person is even a minister, we treat everyone with due honor, knowing fully well that it is not them that we will be respecting, but God at work in their lives. This is important for us to understand. This is the expected conduct of all members in this ministry. Next, how do we relate with to the world? As members of this ministry, we are flag bearers for this ministry to the world. In fact, we believe that we are the first contact. It is important that we understand this, that as members of this ministry, we are the first contact that the rest of the world has with this ministry. We are the first set of people that the rest of the world has with this ministry. And so we must be indeed ambassadors for Christ. This is important for us to understand. As members of SDI, you are no longer allowed to live in a particular way that does not represent Christ. And this is why going through trainings, going through teachings, is a very important prerequisite for every member. Members are not allowed to miss meetings. You know, members, you know, the non-participants may miss weekly meetings. Members are not allowed to miss meetings without prior knowledge or without priorly informing their direct supervisors. Because if you are constantly missing meetings, and you are not, you know, being a partaker of the messages, I want to get it now. You are not being a partaker of the messages, there is no way you'll be able to practice it. And we expect every member of this ministry to be an ambassador of Christ. We expect every member of this ministry to represent Christ. We expect us to represent Christ. So this is important for us to know. So our response to the world around us, our relation to the world around us, is that of a people looking to bring others to the fullness of Christ, looking to bring others to the light that is in Christ. So we must have this at the back of our mind, that regardless of what other people are doing to us or what they are about to do, that we are a revelation of Christ to them. This is how we relate to the world. Every time, even when someone is about to get you angry, you must have this at the back of your mind, that I can't even choose to relate with this person in a bad manner. Why? Because I am a revelation of Christ to the world. So what this means is that we are also, all of us, are at the forefront. All of us are at the forefront of sharing this ministry teachings to the rest of the world. We are at the forefront of the media ministry. So all of us are part of the publicity department, all of us, for this ministry. Regardless of our primary assignment or the roles we are playing, every member is a part of the publicity department for this ministry. Every member. So you are expected to post our flyers, you are expected to share the good news about our meetings to people. You are encouraged to do this from time to time. You are encouraged to share your testimonies. In fact, you are encouraged to be someone that gives, that constantly is willing to show others the way of Christ in the world. We're talking about how we relate to the world now. So as a member of SPI, you can't afford to be ignorant. You can't afford to be clueless. You are expected to share your understanding, the light that you have in Christ, no matter how little it is. you are expected to constantly hear it with other people. This is not just to bring people to the school, but also to be a manifestation and revelation of Christ to the world. This is important. I am emphasizing on these things because it is important for us to understand that these are the things we are meant to live by. You are meant to constantly... So when you belong to multiple platforms and people are having conversations, okay, you don't say, I don't have time. No, you sit down there with them. Even you can, the time that you have, you spend some time with them, showing them the intention of God regarding what they are discussing. Just earlier today, I've been a part of a group for so long. They have interesting discussions in that group. I've just been too busy to participate. And so this morning, I was like, okay, maybe another time. I said in the group that maybe at another time, I participated in their conversation. And then I said, maybe at another time, I will talk about the issue of sin. And then one person was like, no, why not today? Then I thought, oh, that's true. Why not today? Because I realized that postponing it, I would have been doing something else with my time, which might be productive. But there's somebody in that group that needs to be free from the shackles of sin. So I took, for the next for the next 2 hours, I spent time educating that group about the issue of sin. It is important for us to understand this. Every opportunity you have, share the word of God. This is a responsibility for all members of SPI. Every response, every chance you get, share God's word. At every opportunity, share God's word. At every opportunity, share God's word. At every opportunity, share God's word, share your resources, share your time, share the things that you have. This is how we prosper in the kingdom of God. Are we together now? So far we have talked about four things. We have talked about who is a member of SPI. We have talked about what are the expectations of SPI from you. We have talked about how should a member of SPI conduct themselves. We have talked about how do we relate to the world. That's what we're talking about, right? So next, we are going to operating within a department. It is important that not just now, even in the future, there are going to be multiple people in the departments. And it is not everybody that belongs to a department that will function or have the same level of energy that you have. There is wisdom in understanding this and accepting it first and foremost. By reason of circumstances, by reason of other issues, by reason of, you know, individual zeal and experience of God, we will have more energy to do things than each other. In fact, even by experience, some of us are just good at some things than the others. And so because of this, if there are people in your department that are dropping balls, that is, they are not responding the way they should respond, you have a responsibility not to complain, but to pick up the balls that they drop and spend time praying for them. It is important that I say this. While you are expected to function within a department, it is important for us to understand that sometimes, okay, when the devil wants to attack a place, it starts by attacking the first thing, the weakest point. So if a devil wants to undermine the productivity of a department, for example, it starts from the weakest point. So it starts by first attacking the person that does not have strength the most. And once that person starts dropping balls, the next weakest point would be the fact that there is no oneness in that department. So if there is no oneness in the department, once the devil gets one person, others begin to criticize that person, and the entire department goes down along with it. We won't allow that. We are wiser than Satan. So we know that when people are dropping balls, it is not because they want to drop balls. See, we are in the business of saving lives. Satan is in the business of destroying lives. We are going to be, I'm being honest with you, he's going to be an enemy against us till the day we leave this world. For as long as this ministry exists, I'm being honest with you, we will continue, you know, we will continue to have to contend with Satan, and we will continue to win because we are not fighting. We already overcame. But we must be wiser than him. So when you are within a department, understand this, that the department, God expects the best from you in any department that you find yourself. And so before you complain that other people in your department are not performing the way they should perform, you must understand this first, that you have a responsibility to pray in the spirit for them first, and then pick up the balls that they are dropping. This is one thing that we don't do in churches today. We are very good at pointing accusing fingers and say, "Ah, Brother Lagbaja has not been doing this from the beginning. Brother, sister, tell me, you have not been coming to church all this along. Sister, this has not, he has not been performing well. Brother, this has not been." That's all we can do. And all of our complaints have not bring out results. So please understand this. We don't complain in our department here. We encourage one another. We pick up tasks that other people have left, and we intercede for each other in the place of prayer. That is the way to build a bond within a department and make it formidable. It is important that we understand this. So all head of departments have a responsibility to pray for their members. All members in the department have a responsibility to pray for that department. In fact, departments are expected to have their own meeting times as this ministry continues to grow, because we know that we are not at a point in time we are going to be having hundreds of thousands of members. So all departments must have a specified time that they meet, they pray together, they take decisions together. And this is important for us to understand. All heads of departments are expected to have a directive, to have a clear, listed out and arranged tasks that everyone is expected to do. So every head of department should know who is expected to do what and at what time. There should be a bit of system in the way we are running our department. It should be systematic. Praise God. So when you are operating within a department, you have to quickly find your own place. So you have been posted to the media department because you love media. Find your place within the media department. Bond. Don't complain. Perform your duties. Pray with them. Pray for them. We don't want people here that will come and try to scatter things. There is a reason we are not putting up rules and regulations for department and say each member of this department must do this or that. Mm-mm. There's a reason we are not doing this. We are not doing this because we know that once there are this kind of laws in place, then people will begin to offend. We know Satan can be crazy. Once there are laws like this in place, people will begin to offend against it. And as the situation might occur, we might lack the wisdom to deal with it very well. So it is best for us to make our law moderation love. So the law for every department is efficiency, moderation, and love. Do everything with moderation and love, and give your best. Sometimes your best may not be enough. Yes, the rest of us will continually pray for you as you grow, so that your best can be enough. This is not us encouraging mediocrity. This is us being accepting of each other, forbearing with each other, knowing that we are growing, and not leaving anybody behind as we are going, but taking everybody along. Praise God. So it is important that we understand these things and deal with them accordingly. So that is that about operating within a department. Don't forget, When you find yourself within a department, there are specific tasks for that department. Get to find out what those tasks are, okay? And understand that we don't complain. You have joined a team, be a team player. Remember that everybody in that department is a leader. As the head of the department, everybody in that department is a leader. Their opinion counts. And if anybody is dropping balls, we pick them up before we can complain. This is the rule now. This is the rule. Before you are allowed to complain about anybody, first, make sure you have prayed for them. So if you are tempted to complain about Sister Lagbaja or Brother Lagbaja, and it is so much in your heart to complain, okay, do one thing first. Go on your knees and pray in the spirit for them for about 15 or 20 minutes. After you are done, then you can now start complaining about them. Let's see if you'll be able to complain after praying. Praise God. So it is important that we understand these things, and that's why we're taking our time with them. This is the fifth thing about how we operate, operating within a department. It is important we do this. The watchword of all members of this of this fellowship is efficiency, moderation, and love. Efficiency, moderation, and love. As long as we dwell in love, it becomes easy for us to experience the move of God amongst us. As long as we dwell in love and are moderate with each other and are doing our best efficiently, I want to get it now, we will be able to manifest as life and love to the world. God bless you as you do so in the name of Jesus. Finally, contributing from where you are. As we have said before, everybody do not belong to the same region of the world. We belong to different areas, different countries, and all of that. But you can contribute from where you are. There are various ways you can contribute. You can contribute first and foremost through your participation in our meetings, both the planning meetings for our, you know, outreaches and ministries, and even in the outreaches and ministries itself. Yes, you can always travel down. If you can afford to. If you can't afford to, you can always join us online. You can be, you see, the fact that you are not available offline does not mean you cannot be a partaker of the planning process actively. From where you are, you are expected to be an ambassador to God and be our point of contact in your city, be our point of contact to people in your place of work, be our point of contact to people in your region. That is how you contribute from where you are. You can contribute via your resources. Yes, you can do this. You can contribute by sponsoring if God lays this in your heart, by sponsoring our programs in your region. So you may decide that God may put in your heart that you might identify a need in your environment and say the people here need to hear the truth about this particular issue. We are available to go where God will send us as a ministry. So you can be at the forefront of the planning of such programs in your ministry. You can partner with our we are trying to look at ways you can contribute. We can partner with our teenagers ministry, our secondary school ministries, such that you can also be our ambassador by going out, reaching out to young people, preaching to them. You can do this. So everything that XPI is doing to bless others, you can replicate in your region. All you need to do is to just plan with members in your region well. So you can always contribute from wherever you are. Nothing you have is too small. Nothing you have is too big. But make sure that your impact and your presence is felt as a worker in this vineyard, knowing fully well that there is a reward for everything you give up for the sake of the gospel. There is the 100-fold return on everything, Mark chapter 10, verse 29. There is the 100-fold return on everything that you give up for the sake of the gospel. 100-fold in this life. Not to now talk of the reward you get in heaven for doing the works of your Father. So these things are important for us to understand, that you can contribute from wherever you are. Distance is not a barrier. Just make sure that you are with us in truth and in spirit. And God bless you as you have decided to be a member of the School of Prosperity and Influence. Take your time to listen to this audio, if need be, twice over or multiple times. God bless you as you do this, in the name of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day. I am Pastor Adekunle Joshua Olambiwọnmi.